Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MXL Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Nell. Gentlemen, 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 it's okay. It's all love. We're all friends, right? This feed in this chat is going nuts, y'all. I love it. There's been more activity in this chat today than I feel like it's been all season, and I'm just like eating it up. I can't take it anymore. This ongoing debate about the linebacker usering of the Falcons, which I admit, utterly, it pisses me off every time I play them, because the middle is not gonna be open, bro. Just hang it up, throw to the outside, throw screens, run the ball. If you run the ball, like, his linebackers are super fast. But I know I need an offensive line. Like, it's all about what you need. Like, you got to build your team to beat that dude in the playoffs. It's not that hard to make the playoffs in this league if you get a system and you know what you're doing and you play smart. Ball control, like, that's a big part that I'm seeing that not a lot of people are taking advantage of. Speaking of ball control, I think we should lessen the minutes in each quarter and turn off the accelerated clock. I don't have time to do all my pre-snap adjustments, and for real, it's a necessity. I've gotten like 15, and I know, guys, I know what you're about to say. Uncle Nell, it's not about you, bro. It's not about you. And I agree, but there's others in this league that have to make pre-snap adjustments, especially when the average overall of your offensive line is like 73, like mine is. But anyway, I think it'd be cool if we lessen the minutes. I don't know what it's on right now, but like take 2 minutes off and turn off accelerated clock. I think that would actually keep it at 1 hour per game. But we actually have more time to do the stuff that, like, those of us who are good at usering, this is my argument. Those of us who are good at usering, we're usering, and we've got that freedom. Like, that's what we're good at. But there's different ways to win. Some people win through play calling. That's a nod up to the Cardinals. I think he's a phenomenal play caller. But some people do good at play calling. Some people do good at usering. Others are really well at pre-snap reads, pre-snap adjustments on both sides of the ball. I saw in the chat the argument about moving defenders beforehand. That's kind of scary, because I think that in real life there is a little movement, but I've seen it get out of hand in Madden, where you've got somebody pulling the corner from in front of the receiver and bringing them like in a safety position to try and bait someone into like throwing that easy pass. It's just it's a different kind of confusion, man. So it is what it is. The league rules are what they are. Like I said earlier, it would be really cool if we can just like tweak that one adjustment, turn off the play clock, take 2 minutes off of the total time. Still got 1 hour. We can do that. I hope someone in power hears this. All right. I want to give a shout out, first of all, to my man CT. Thank you, sir. And thank you, Fallon, although I hate your guts. Thank you, CT, for giving me that first round bye, bro. I was counting on you and you delivered. Send me that PayPal in the DM, bro. I'ma send you a couple dollars. Okay, let's move right along. I'm kind of mad right now because I literally recorded this already for 10 minutes. And then the app crashed and I lost all of that like recording. So if I don't sound enthused right now, it's because I'm having to re-record this again. All right, let's move on. Titans and Colts. Those are the first. So we got four games in the wild card, man. Titans and Colts, Seahawks and Cowboys, Chargers and the Ravens, and then finally the Bears and the Cardinals. Okay. Gonna try not to skip over this stuff since I've already said it before. It's a little bit demoralizing to have to do this again, but bear with me. I'll try and be patient and get through this. The Titans and the Colts is the first game. They're pretty much equal in offense scored per game, defensive scoring per game. They're equal in forced turnovers. One of the main things is that third down conversions. The Titans, they're able to convert more on third down than the Colts are. Red zone offense is equal. Red zone defense, the Titans kind of shine a little bit in that category as well. So on paper, it looks like the Titans are going to pull this one out. I'm going to go with the Titans on this one. Although they've gotten beat by the Colts twice this season, and it was by a sizable margin, I think they've learned their lesson, and I think that they've got something special waiting for the Colts. So watch that game. I will be. Seahawks and the Cowboys. Okay, Seahawks and the Cowboys. I'm gonna be honest, like, my prediction is gonna be the Cowboys, but it's a little bit biased because I played against them. I kind of wanted to throw up a little bit the entire time that I was playing against them. I won, but it was just this game of cat and mouse, man, because the receivers are on deep cross routes into that little area of the field that, like, is usually left open if you play zone, and then you've got the underneath routes. It's sort of a West Coast style offense, and, like, my opinion may be biased because I absolutely utterly despise my opponent, like, while I'm playing them, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. But it just so happened that I was, like, still disgusted even after, like, winning, which, by the way, the game got disconnected. All right, the facts are, I got my opinion on this, but the facts are, game got disconnected, and his player John Ross, who would be injured right now for this game, he's back. So Seahawks, they've got average speed in the secondary. You probably won't be able to play too much man. Your zones will have to be supported by some pressure up front. So I don't know who the Seahawks has on their D-line, but they better come on some steroids to get some pressure so those fast receivers don't get across the field, because that's where Cowboys wants to do his damage. Additionally, he's gonna, like, hit outside runs and spin moves with Elliott, if he still has Elliott. I don't know who his running back was at the time. But yeah, good news is Seahawks, they have linebackers who are rangy and are sure tacklers. So I think that it'll be a good game, but I think that the Cowboys will win that one. Okay, moving on, the Chargers versus the Ravens. It's crazy how the wild card matchup is set, because there are no lopsided advantages in terms of points per game. Now, granted, every team in the wild card has 11 wins or more. I guess that might, like, give testament to, I don't know, it either gives testament to one of two things: either the competitiveness of this league or the lack of. So whatever the case, they're equal in scoring offense, they're equal in scoring defense, they're equal in forced turnovers. They're equal in third down conversion. Like, you can't make this up. Red zone offense, the Chargers are a little bit better. Red zone defense, the Ravens are way better. So, I don't know if they played this season. They are in the same conference. Not division, but they're in the same conference. The Chargers, I think. The Chargers, he's a sneaky player and he's consistent. I think that he may beat the Ravens, although the Ravens have two really fast receivers. They don't have, I forgot the kid's name. They don't have the fast quarterback. I don't know why. I don't know where he is at the moment, but they don't have him. So, okay, we'll see. We'll see how that game pans out. That's a plus for the Chargers, honestly. But moving on, the Bears versus the Cardinals, both good players, both good teams. The Bears actually have the more talent, the better talent. The Cardinals, he's just a really good play caller. He's really good at scheming defensively. He's good. So again, equal across the board in offense and defense, forced turnovers, equal in third down conversions. Okay, red zone offense, Bears win with 83% versus 73% for the Cardinals. Red zone defense, the Bears give up a lot in the red zone. Take that nugget. The Bears give up scoring in the red zone 83% of the time. I see a weakness there. Whereas the Cardinals, they kind of clinch up and get firm in the red zone. I think the Cards are going to pull this one out. It's going to be an interesting game to watch. I think that may be the best game. It's going to be out of the Bears and the Cardinals or the Titans versus the Colts in terms of entertainment. So highly recommend you watch those two games. I wouldn't watch the Cowboys Seahawks at all. The Chargers and Ravens, that might be interesting. Guys, so if I can leave you with two things. Number one would be, it's playoff time. Play hard, play smart, scout your opponent, and just have fun. Try to have fun out there. Those of you that aren't in the playoffs, get your guys ready. Find out who you need next season, who you absolutely need. There's people that you want to keep, and then there's people that you need. Aim to fill holes, you know, in your roster. In a later podcast episode, I'll go over the prospects, go over some of the prospects that I'm eyeing. Y'all, don't trade. If you're a top 10, if you got the number one pick, number two pick, think twice before you trade them for like an older player, even if that player has like a high overall. Figure out how you're going to use it. Sometimes that can be a good decision for you. Sometimes it can be a bad decision for you. And think about who you have to play in your division and who you have to play in the playoffs. If you're trading somebody in your division that can hurt you, you better be smart about that. I'll leave it at that. Second thing I want to leave with you fellas, please, let's not spend the entire month of February trying to get through these playoffs. Last season was perfect, I feel. We got through it in a few days. But that first season, there were whole days that went without any games getting played, I think. So that's it. That's all I got. If you have or want to comment, I'll leave a link to this podcast in the description. You can just go to it, click on that link. It'll take you straight to the podcast episode, and you can like leave a message. You can literally like leave a message. So if you feel like you got something you want to be heard, like I'll air it, dude. Like, just don't, like, we don't need any cursing, man. Not no heavy cursing. Like, be yourself, but like, I don't know how I feel about, you know, some of that language. But yeah, leave a message, and like, I'll air it, whatever it is, it's whatever, dude. That's all I got, y'all. Peace.